ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاري على أهلها على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثوه يسير Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفِي عَنْ قَلِيلٍ مِنْ بَلَاءِ الدُّنْيَا وَعُقُوبَاتِهَا وَمَا يَجْرِي فِيهَا مِنَ الْمَكَارِهِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And you know my weakness before a little of this world's tribulations and punishments, and before those ordeals which befall its dwellers. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ بَلَاءٌ وَمَكْرُوهٌ قليل مكثوه يسير بقاؤه قصير مدته. Because it is a chastisement that its stay is short, its subsistence is but little, and period is fleeting. فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها. How can I endure the tribulation of the next world and the real ordeals occurring within it? وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك. How can I endure the tribulation of the next world? It is a tribulation whose period is long, whose station endures, and whose sufferers are given no respite, since it only occurs as a result of your wrath, your vengeance, and your anger. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam runs a little comparison between the tribulations of this world and those of hereafter. For the tribulations of this world, the mu'min, the mu'ahid, the believer is recommended to be patient with. But for those in hereafter, no one resists. And in fact, this is the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking to Allah like he is taking shelter with Allah during his prayer, like a distressed person who finds none other than Allah to rely upon. He cannot find anyone to place his hope in. Now, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has understood of the chastisement, of the tribulation of the next world.
Generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient. How then can I bear the retributions and the punishments of the hereafter, which are enormous and of intensive sufferings, of prolonged period and perpetual duration, and which shall never be alleviated for those who deserve the same, as those retributions will be the result of your wrath?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of Dua.
As for the tribulations of the next world, we were looking at some of the traditions about Ali ibn Ibrahim Qummi has narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in his exegesis book, one day Gabriel, the angel of revelation, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu in a sorrowful state. The Prophet sallallahu said, "Why is it that I see you crying and sad?" Gabriel said, "Why shouldn't I be so, while the hell's manafiq has been set?" The Prophet of Islam sallallahu asked again, "What is the manafiq of the hell?" And he was told, "By the Almighty's order, the fire was lit up for 1,000 years until it became red. Then he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordered the fire again, and it was lit up for 1,000 years, so it got white. After the fire was lit up for the same period of time again, till it became black, and now it is a black, dark substance. If link of this long chain is put on earth, it will melt from heat, and if a drop of its zakum is poured into the drinking water of the world, all the earth's inhabitants will die of its bad odor." So the Prophet ﷺ and the Gabriel both cried. At the same time, Allah descended towards them an angel who gave them Allah's greeting and message. "I rescued you from committing any sins which prevents you to be subjected to such a chastisement." Now this is what awaits those enemies of the Almighty Allah. Allah's enemies will be put in a narrow place with dark paths and indefinite holes. They are eternal in its everlasting fire and drinking boiling water. They will remain in hell, they will be beaten by fire, and they wish for death. Their faces are dark from wrongdoing. They have no freedom. Their feet will be tied. They call out from among the fire, "O guard, the promised threat is fulfilled. O guard, the chains are heavy on our body and our skin is burnt from the fire. Take us away from here so that we won't commit sins anymore." But the fire says, "Your freedom is so far away. It is not a day of salvage today, and the paths to the outside are always closed. Go away. Be silent. If you are taken away, you will commit sins again." This is another aspect of the difference between the chastisements of this world and those of hereafter. Being regretful of the wrongdoings in this world will definitely help. But the inhabitants of the hell get hopeless of their freedom. They regret their scant worship, but their regretfulness does not help and rescue them. With tied feet and hands, they fall down on their faces. Fire is above their head, beneath their feet, and on their right and their left. Their food, their drink, clothes, and beds are all fire. May Allah keep us away from the fire of hell. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through